Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here. Whether you are listening live today or you're catching an archived version of the show, see, time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, however you got here, you're here. And I hope that something that comes up in the next hour will give you a new perspective, make you laugh, make you think, maybe help you move forward. So have you ever called one of those psychic phone lines? Do you ever wonder what it's like to be the psychic on the other end of the call? My guest today is Allison Mead, and her new book, Searching for Sassy, is about her adventures as an LA phone psychic and what she learned about life and love along the way. This, I can't wait, and it's a great book, by the way. Allison is not going to be taking calls for readings on the air, so I want to be sure that we get that out up front. But you can visit sassypsychic.com to book an email or a phone reading with her. And if you have a question for Allison about the book, about her work, about her experiences, about what she learned about life and love as she went on the journey that you'll read about in the book, please do call in. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live, head over to transformationtalkradio.com and use that instant feedback box in the upper right corner of your screen to shoot an instant message right to me. I will be keeping an eye out for your question. Now, before I bring Allison on the air, I want to ask you to take a moment to visit fogcitypsychic.com. If you want to book a private intuitive session with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, this fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. And now, psychic since childhood, Allison Mead has been reading people since the age of 19, and she spent the intervening years honing her abilities with certifications at the highest levels in astrology, Reiki, matrix energetics, neuro-linguistic programming, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and sound healing. She's the best-selling author of three books, including Searching for Sassy, an LA phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. Ooh, I have to say that again. Life, lust, and love. These days, Allison provides humorous and forthright readings and intuitive healing sessions as the Sassy Psychic, serving celebrities, sports figures, and people from all walks of life. You can find out more about Allison and her work at sassypsychic.com. Allison, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's good to be here.
I'm really glad that you're here. I get to read a lot of books, and not all of them, I don't plow through all of them the way that I plowed through yours because I really wanted to see what happened at the end. I really wanted to be sure that you're okay, that you get through the journey. I cared about the people. Great book. Why is it called Searching for Sassy? What does that mean, and what resonance does that have for you?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the name of my business now is sassypsychic.com, and I got that nickname from a number of my clients who've been with me for a long time, and I can be sassy. I mean, I'm very deeply compassionate and sometimes soft-spoken, but when something really needs to shift, I'm kind of your gal, because I'm going to be very respectful, but also call somebody on their stuff. So at the time of the journey of the book, I had been working in New York as a book editor and a ghostwriter, and I had a great relationship, and everything was groovy, and I had this New York lifestyle, and all of a sudden we had this terrible breakup, and I just had to get out of New York. So I drove all the way across the country to Los Angeles and kind of fell backwards into a job at a phone psychic line. And so it was at that time that I think I was looking for that sassiness to go along with the intuitive talent that I was developing at that time. And since then, the sassy part of it is the part that I try to pass on to my clients as well. Not just that you can heal, but you can heal with a little bit of healthy attitude.
Well, and part of that, of finding the strength to heal, is getting a little bit of that verve back, getting a little bit of your gumption back, the ability to move forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is like a little bit of, I think it was, I can't remember the author now, how Stella got her groove back. It is definitely about recovering groove and confidence as you move through whatever sort of transformative experience that's led you to me in the first place. I'm going to definitely help lead you through that, but then I would like to kind of release your hand on the other side, knowing that you're going to be not only great, but fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you have been psychic since you were a kid, right? But
yeah.
I was a little weird psychic kid as well, and it wasn't until I was in my early 40s. Not that you were weird. I'm sure you were quite not weird. I was very weird.
I was very weird, actually.
I really pushed. I kept everything at bay until I was in my early mid 40s, when I finally just was able to let myself be myself. What is it that brought you to a place where you could accept your gifts and your past?
To be completely honest, it was the journey that takes place in the book. Not necessarily choosing the road not taken, but being shoved onto it. And then finding that it really was the best path for me. In the midst of it, I fought it. I fought the idea of being called psychic. And I really just thought I was a card reader. Not in retrospect, like that's a small thing at all. Being a card reader is fantastic. But I really thought to be psychic was to be some level of humanity that I could not aspire to. And so I was about probably 29, 30 when I finally accepted this. And I do think it's because the universe a little bit ganged up on me. And I was like, you're going to do this because it's where you need to be.
Right. Well, and as one of the cool things about the book, about Searching for Sassy, is that we get to kind of come inside the room, the cubicles of the, of the phone line that you worked on. And as we read in the book, and you're turning cards and you're saying the readings that you give to people, it seems to me that you were using your intuition, and the cards were kind of tools or lenses through which you were able to express what you were seeing. Did it feel like that to you?
It did in retrospect. At the time, I think because I was so busy using all that energy to push it away, I didn't recognize it. And it was only after this experience of working at the psychic line was over that I thought, oh my God, what? How could I not see that? It was right there, and I had this delicious banquet of all these other wonderful, talented intuitives around me who all knew different skills, astrology, channeling, and I just was able to go from one to the next, and make friendships with them, but also to learn from them about all these other disciplines. So it couldn't have been a better experience for me in retrospect.
It is kind of like the universe gave you a groovy toolkit. A lot of different people, all, like as you're saying, all with different abilities. I feel like from reading the book that you went places you never would have gone on your own if you hadn't been. I'm remembering the kind of the prosperity ritual that happens up on what I'm remembering is kind of, you know, like a cliff top. I'm not sure you would have gone there on your own at that time in your journey, and yet because you were with them, you sort of got carried along.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't really stay in touch with any of those people these days, but not out of not wanting to see them. I just kind of lost touch with them. But I literally communicate with them on the astral plane all the time and thank them so much for bringing me to those physical locations, teaching me how to channel. I really could have asked for a better situation. And in retrospect, it really makes me laugh because they couldn't have laid out a more sumptuous buffet for me. They really couldn't have.
Well, and the people who you interacted with on the phone are part of that kind of sumptuous buffet as well, because you never know. I've never worked on a phone line, but my understanding from the book is you pick up the phone, you have no idea what's coming. Yeah. There's no preparing. You're on, baby, and there you go.
It was very much like being thrown into something. At the time, I didn't feel prepared for, but you soon develop a little bit of a muscle that you can get good at, either reading people when you have to walk into situations that, you know, may or may not be hostile in your real life, or even just making that intuitive muscle much stronger, much faster. It also helped me develop a pretty deep sense of compassion. I mean, I think I'm a fairly compassionate person to begin with, but when you start to see so many people that you talk to every day having the same kinds of issues, that concept of being connected is no longer questioned. It's right in front of your face all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do see themes developing in the book, people calling, sometimes the same people calling over and over with the same questions, but just my way of imagining that psychic phone line, it really is, that's a place where people who are in trouble are reaching out. Whether or not they want help or not is a different thing, but they're reaching out, and that's kind of where they're all ending up.
Yeah, and in retrospect, I feel like it was a good thing that they reached out to somebody like me, or most of the people I worked with, because we were going to offer some sort of comfort. We would at least strive to do that. And I know that there are certain feelings some people might have about, they don't really exist, or they're not really psychic, or maybe they're out-of-work actors. But really, everybody I worked with was quite dedicated and quite talented.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Allison Mead. Her new book is called Searching for Sassy, an L.A. Phone Psychic's Tales of Life, Lust, and Love. Great book, and you can find out more about Allison and her work at sassypsychic.com. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about romance, and we're going to talk about lottery numbers after this short break.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Duluth has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Duluth wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Duluth at info@ronniedeluthonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Duluth, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I've got more than you could ask for. I've got Allison Mead. She is the Sassy Psychic from SassyPsychic.com, and she's the author of the new book, Searching for Sassy, an LA phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. And we're opening up this up to you. If you have questions for Allison about her work, about the book, about what it's like to be a phone psychic, you're very welcome to call in. Allison is not taking calls for readings, so we're not doing readings on the air today. If you have a question, though, you can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Or shoot me an instant message using the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page at transformationtalkradio.com. Allison, welcome back.
Hey.
It's funny. I feel like I just talked to you. It's a weird, it's kind of like, oh, okay. one of the things that I like about Searching for Sassy, there's a kind of a little theme that runs through. In the book, you talk about your search for meaning, your search for omens, your search for signs about what to do next, which way to go next. And as you're working at the psychic phone line, people keep calling up and asking for lottery numbers. They want predictions. They want to know what number to play so that they come up lucky. Can you say a little bit about how that works in the books and how the people who work at the psychic line handle those requests?
Sure. Well, it was a pretty common question, actually. Right after love, I think the lottery numbers would be the next most popular question. And what happened immediately was that I saw, at least for myself, I don't want to speak for other people, that this is not something I wanted to get involved with. Because, first of all, I don't know where you live. I don't know what lottery numbers you're playing. I don't know what state you're playing in. I don't even know if you're playing in this country. And so I just really didn't feel very good about doing it. And most of my compatriots, while I was busy getting in trouble from the manager a lot, would basically kind of look at the ceiling tiles and choose five or six numbers from the air. And meanwhile, kind of rolling their eyes at me that I was wasting my time, because we got paid according to how many minutes we kept people on the phone. Uh-huh. In addition to a kind of base rate. So every time, they would actually get excited when I didn't want to do a call and I that had lottery numbers, and they would just think that I was kind of being an idiot and I was missing out on some extra money. But it really made me feel very uncomfortable, and I clashed more than one time with the management about doing that. And even to this day, I don't do lottery numbers anymore. I don't have a problem with the lottery at all, and if people want to play the lottery, I think that's great. I can even help people figure out, astrologically or otherwise, good times to play the lottery. But yeah, the actual numbers is something that's not possible to get psychically, in my experience.
Right.
Somebody might be able to get it, but I have never been able to get that, and I don't want to take people's money if I can't give them something that I think is going to be pretty accurate.
Yeah, there you go. On your site, which is sassypsychic.com, I know you do email readings, you do phone readings with people, and on that site you have a section that talks about the kinds of questions that you don't read on. Can you tell me a little bit about those and why you won't read on them?
Sure. Well, in addition to the lottery numbers, that's a big one, although by this point I don't get asked that question anymore. Maybe people are looking at that FAQ page on my site.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask about how they're going to die, or if they're sick, or if they have a life-threatening illness. And the reason I don't answer these kinds of questions is because, well, we're all going to die. That's a fact of life. And I really feel like it is not my place in the world to take the place of a mental health practitioner, a physical health practitioner, doctor, nurse practitioner, homeopathic doctor, whatever you're using. I always will refer someone to some sort of a healthcare practitioner if they're asking me that question. But that being said, I work with a lot of people who have health issues and with energy work, either in person, in hospitals, hospices, and I also do it on the phone. A lot of people also ask me the number of kids they're going to have for some reason, or the genders of their kids, and that's not something that I get involved with, because that's something in my experience, and I've channeled about this and have been told that that is something that really is determined very close to the time of birth, that kids can actually switch back and forth, or there might be a twin that's eventually not going to be born. So the cells are dividing and changing so much that it's really not, I don't think it's able for me to get that accurately until right before the birth.
Right.
People do ask about health problems a lot. They ask a lot about legal questions. And I always refer people to the proper professional at that point. And then lastly, people ask sometimes about when their welfare check is going to get there, or their disability check.
Oh, just, gosh.
Yeah,
oh.
That just makes me sad. As I said on my website, they asked a lot more that would happen at the psychic line, and I would again get in a lot of trouble about this, because I would rush people off the phone and say, I'm not going to take $4.99 a minute to tell you Thursday, you know, when it could be dropped by the mailman and delivered Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
It would break my heart. It really would. I just won't take people's money for that.
Right. A lot of those questions are about looking for certainty, about feeling adrift, about feeling like you have no idea what's going to come next, and looking for certainty, even if it's something that is scary. Like if I ask a psychic how long, I by the way, won't read on almost all the questions that you won't read on. It's because I think people sometimes want to know so much that they want to know even if it's going to be scary. So let's say I ask you how long I'm going to live, and you look at your watch and you say you've got 90 minutes. That's terrifying, but I need that certainty so much that I want to know, right?
Yeah.
And I think part of what an intuitive can help people do is unlock their own sense of possibility, unlock their own power, unlock that shift that leads them away from having to have that fear.
Sure, or we talked a little bit about it earlier, the empowerment to know that whatever arises, you will automatically have the wisdom and intuition and power to deal with it.
Yes.
And sure, I can help. I can be an intuitive helper. I can be a cheering section. I can be a support system as well as a friend. But I can't stop life from happening. And I honestly, what you may have gotten some of the same things I've gotten over the years, which is that it's actually not desirable for me to take that pain away from people sometimes, even though I view one of my functions on this planet as to alleviate as much suffering as I can. It may be absolutely necessary to move through a painful situation with some help so that things are learned and shifts are made.
Yes. And that another thing that I think an intuitive, reading with an intuitive who can empower you, what that does is it gives you validation also of your own. Something that I hear from people a lot is, I guess I knew that all along. You're right. I never looked at it that way, right? And one of the things that it helps, where it helps to have, when you're in trouble, when you're scared, when you don't know what to do next, it helps to have somebody to bounce it off of, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do like to listen a lot. And sometimes I might ask questions back during a session and just say, well, when you are with this person, how does it feel in your body? How does it feel in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they find almost all of the time they're receiving intuitive information that you or I might use in a different way.
Yep.
But they're just not used to valuing it and then directing it towards solving whatever life problem is presenting itself. So I'm guessing that you probably also, because you said you do classes, I've started to teach some intuitive development classes, but specifically to go with this book in, as far as dating is concerned. So how to use intuition in a dating scenario. I just came back from Baltimore teaching at Breathe Books, which is a fantastic store. If you haven't been there yet, it's wonderful. And it was a great group of people who came in with all kinds of different issues, but I just kind of taught them some intuitive tricks to use about just to employ in those various scenarios of dating somebody.
Well, and dating can be, it's been a very long time since I dated anyone, but I'm an old person. But, I mean, dating can be so you don't trust yourself. You're worried about the appearance, you know, that you're projecting.
Sure.
And it can be a really, you can feel kind of unstable.
Yeah. I think just because our chemistry is literally making us unstable. Our chemistry is going bonkers. And so the only thing, I mean, other than reaching out to somebody, a trusted, you know, friend or advisor, would be to turn that attention in. And even as we were just learning that first part of turning the attention inward, everybody was surprised. Oh, my goodness, look how much is going on in there. I just didn't notice because I was kind of overriding it so I could get to work or I could look at my phone or I could do whatever I had to do.
Right.
So, yeah, once we kind of take those blinders off, all kinds of stuff is there for us to use.
Oh, yeah, and a big part of, I'm a big believer that we all have natural intuitive ability. We don't all use it the same way. Not everybody's going to do what you do or what I do, or right? But we all are meant to be using our innate intuition to help ourselves have better lives, to have more clarity. And a big part of intuition is just paying attention, just being aware.
Absolutely. It's really, it can't be stated enough. And not paying attention sometimes in the way people think. I think people think paying attention means boring, sitting in school in rows, and it has this bad reputation. But no, paying attention can be as simple as I went on a date with someone and I sat across the table feeling nauseous. That's intuitive information.
Right.
Unless you have some sort of illness, that's valuable information.
Right. Well, and what you do with that information is your choice. You can do whatever you want to, but it behooves you to, ooh, I said behooves on the radio. It behooves you to pay attention to what, isn't that awesome? To pay attention to what you're feeling. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I use big words, and I'm not even ashamed. My guest is Allison Mead. She is the author of Searching for Sassy, an LA phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. And when we come back, we're going to talk about romance. I want to talk a little bit more about using your intuition when you're dating. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Cicilli is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest this hour is Allison Mead. She is the author of the new book, Searching for Sassy, an L.A. Phone Psychic's Tales of Life, Lust, and Love. And you can find out more about Allison. You can book an email or a phone reading with her, actually, and find out all kinds of stuff about her and what she does at sassypsychic.com. Allison, we were talking a little bit just before we went to break about the a class that you were teaching about intuition and dating. And I'd love to find out more about that, and especially about how you can teach people to use their intuition when they're in those situations.
Sure. Well, it's an incredibly complex topic. So often we only have a couple of hours. Sometimes the workshop, if I'm lucky, lasts an entire day or 2 days. I really think it could probably last even longer than that. But I try to make the class very experiential as much as possible. I don't think anybody came 10, 20, 50 miles to hear me talk a lot. So what we do is I kind of get everybody to tell me why they're there, and then I structure the class to meet their needs as much as possible, because there are so many different acts. I mean, I could talk about dating after divorce, but if everybody there is just trying to attract a mate, that really wouldn't help everybody. So what we do then is we start out by really just turning the attention inward. I'm not sure how you started, but how I really started realizing that I was intuitive and psychic, not just a card reader, was when I began to meditate seriously. And meditation, I think, has this kind of blessing and a curse quality to it. Mm. I think people think, oh, it's really great and I should do it, but it's kind of boring and I don't want to sit there being quiet. But we do it in a little bit of a different way, where it's guided, first of all, and I lead people through a bunch of different ways of meeting guides, of beginning to work with guides, then kind of experiential techniques for how to gather intuitive information using like kind of simplistic energy work to kind of sense into the future. Like if I have a date with somebody tomorrow, how does that feel as I kind of start to sense into that? Does it feel like a brick wall? Does it feel like a soft pillow? So you can get a little prepared for that. I also use simple energy work ways of releasing patterns. Like when we did this workshop last weekend, a lot of people talked about fear of a whole bunch of different things, either not being attractive enough or never finding someone, or fear of intimacy after they've been through a breakup, painful breakup. And so we worked on how to release some of those patterns, and then we do kind of a completing meditation where we reconnect to this great, wonderful web of universal love that goes all the way around the world and starts to feed back to you, so that love is experienced both going out and coming back to you. And some people got very overwhelmed during that and had to pull it in because they weren't quite at that space, so it had to stay around them a little bit more, and other people were able to extend it further out.
Mm. That's a very powerful theme, because sometimes when people are looking for love, they may tend to come at it from a place of, I've got nothing, where's mine, what have I done wrong?
I'm alone, I'm disconnected.
Oh yeah, yep, yep. And helping people connect to that current of universal love, as you're saying, help helping people understand that we are all connected, whether we're paying attention or not, we're still connected. is a helpful thing.
It was amazing because after we did that, just quickly, everybody started talking among themselves in the workshop, and then everybody was hugging at the end. All these strangers, no one knew each other beforehand. I was kind of blown away by that.
Yeah, I think we need a reminder. You know, I teach about 98% of my classes I do online, and what I'm trying to prove when I'm teaching people how to work intuitively for themselves and for other people is I'm trying to prove that you don't have to see the person. You don't have to know their first name or even their real name. You don't have to know where they are. You don't have to touch them. That connection is there. That thing I say at the top of the show about how time and distance are no barrier to energy, I mean that.
Yeah.
And we are all connected. Whether or not we believe it or we're paying attention, it doesn't really change it. We're all connected.
Absolutely. I have the same experience exactly. All the energy work I do, whether it's love related or not, space and time are absolutely not important. I work with people through Skype. I work with people around the world. And literally they will say, I felt that in my heart chakra. I felt that at the top of my head. I felt waves of energy moving past my body. And I'm still blown away by this, even years later. But this just works. And so I always like to leave people feeling connected to this web or having that way of reconnecting. If for some reason they just should start feeling lonely, that we all have. And if the psychic line taught me anything, it taught me that 98% of the callers feel the exact same way you do. And so there is a way, even if we're not going to necessarily have a romantic relationship with those people, that we can lessen the blow for one another. We can be polite. We can be a little more open. We can be a little more tolerant, a little bit less judgmental. And even that, I think, lightens up everybody's hearts a little bit more.
Now, with all those calls that you took, you said that the most kind of popular question, the most common question, they were questions about dating, about romance. And it's interesting because you were kind of, when you sat down in that chair, it kind of made you a romantic counselor, even though in your own life you were reeling from that breakup and the impact of that and wondering where to go next. How did you handle that, being a counselor like that?
I tried to err on the side of being compassionate. I often felt like I did not know what I was doing, if I'm going to be completely honest, like I try to be. And I learned so much so fast about the way human beings love, about how they suffer around love. And I just tried to, like I say, err on the side of listening, not judging, releasing any feelings that... it's uncomfortable, I think, sometimes when we're looking into a mirror, when we think, oh, I wish I had that part of my life figured out too. And we want to pretend it's them and not us. But I really tried to be very present. If I was talking to someone on the phone whose issues really reminded me of mine, it's like, you know, gripping on, white-knuckling it, and keeping looking in that mirror. So that really taught me a lot, too, that there's going to be some times that people call you or email you, and you are just not comfortable with what they're going through because it really reminds you of yourself.
I think that sometimes those clients, at least I'll speak for myself, I think sometimes those clients come to me and I come to them because we can be mirrors for each other.
Sure.
And that holding that space of reflection, creating a safe space, means that we both get gifts in that process. You got to keep all the boundaries in the right place.
Sure.
But everybody gets a gift.
Yeah, it is. I'm not lying. I'm not even trying to be woo-woo with this at all, but what my clients give me is invaluable. It's like a giant pill of concentrated years of therapy. It really is. Every day. They have no idea how much they give me. I tell them, and I think sometimes they're like, yeah, whatever. But they really, really do.
Now, when you were working on the psychic phone line, how did you handle the energy of the people who maybe didn't have all that loving woo-woo happiness, people who yelled or slammed down the phone, people who cursed or were using that call as a physical release of some kind? How do you handle the yuck part?
I did not have great boundaries when I was working at the psychic line, I have to admit. I learned, that was one of the other things that that experience really taught me, you know, time to grab them and install them quickly. So I don't even think I realized that they needed to be in place. And I started to sometimes feel very drained or stressed out or whatever, and learned over time that it's important to have them in place. By the end of the experience, I would say that I was more eye-rolling, like, whatever, that happened. At the beginning, it was very overwhelming, and if people would call and try to take things out on you or yell at you or slam the phone down on you, it hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. It hurt my feelings. I probably got more involved than I needed to. That's I'm sure maybe you've experienced something as well.
Oh, yeah.
When we're intuitive, sometimes we're just feeling it. We're feeling everything. Being in a crowd is even difficult sometimes because you're just feeling every aspect of that crowd, from the kindest person to the meanest person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, thankfully, over time, I really was able to learn a lot healthier boundaries, and I seldom have those kind of issues anymore.
Mm-hmm. I work a lot with people who are beginning to think about working professionally as intuitives and who are thinking about, what am I going to do? And one of the biggest reasons for burnout or for people getting turned off or stepping away from the work is because they have a negative experience and then they don't know what to do with it. It is like in Ghostbusters, you know, where the ghost like slimes all over them. It can actually feel like that, you know?
It does, actually, yeah.
Off. Yeah.
That's great.
So setting those boundaries is really important, and it's important in dating and in relationships as well. I guess boundaries are good for everything.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I put the FAQ page on my site. I didn't want to be all militaristic about it, but I just wanted to be very upfront with people and set that boundary right from the get-go about, here's some stuff that I really don't think is really going to serve you. If you have questions like this, they might be better addressed by somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to say that, too. You can ask me. I'm not going to be mean, but there are questions that I'm not going to answer. So you can ask me anything. It's just that sometimes I'm going to say, nope. I'm not in charge of when people are going to incarnate or when they're going to leave the planet. That's not my department. Thank goodness.
Right. That's a lot of responsibility.
It is, and even though I am the center of the universe, which is true, anyone else who thinks so is deluded, but even as the center of the universe, it's too much responsibility. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Allison Mead from SassyPsychic.com. Her new book is Searching for Sassy, an L.A. phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. And we'll be right back after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Company WBLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Allison Mead. You can find out more about her and her work at sassypsychic.com. And as soon as the show's over, you need to go over to Amazon.com, any place else, and pick up her new book, Searching for Sassy, an L.A. phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. Allison, if you didn't have such a good title, I wouldn't have read that over and over like that. I think I just like to say life, lust, and love.
Well, I'm so glad.
If you'd had a lousy title, I put about, you know, Allison's great and she wrote a book. I don't know. Let's talk about something else. But it is a wonderful title. Now, if I want to find out, if I want to book a session with you, I want to find out about classes, I want to know where to see you, how can I kind of get in the loop so that I know what's next?
Sure. Well, you said the name of the site. It's sassypsychic.com. There is on the left side of the page a place for people to opt into my email list. And just below that box, there is a link to me on Facebook and a link to me on Twitter. So I always welcome those kinds of things. I have spontaneous sales, depending on my mood. it might be on one medium and not the other. So I'm also not a super over-emailer, so I don't think you have to worry about, getting an email every 5 days or something like that. I try to get a newsletter or something out about once a month. Sometimes it's not that, though, depending on my schedule. I will be touring a lot in support of Searching for Sassy. So I was just in Baltimore. The next date I have coming up is a reading from the book and a talk at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe, Arizona, just outside Phoenix on June 15th. And I have another date in Austin, Texas. I believe it's going to be the end of June. I think it's going to be the 27th. But the best way to keep in the loop is to keep an eye on the blog on the site, or also to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or join the email list, or some combination thereof.
That's great. Now, one of the things when we were talking before about how paying attention is kind of the basic skill for intuition, in the book and through your experiences on that phone line, we have an example of how some people can become addicted to using psychics. In one case, there was someone who called over and over with the same question. No matter what anyone said, that person just kept calling back. There was no reception of the information. There was almost no point in answering the question. They just called back again and again. Why do people become addicted to using psychics? And what's the most responsible way that someone who is intuitive and who's working with integrity, how can we handle or prevent a situation like that?
I think the reason people get addicted to psychics is because they're not addicted to their own power. unfortunately, they don't trust themselves. They don't trust their own intuition, or at a certain point, they're not willing to gather as much information as they can from their inner and outer worlds, then just make the leap and just try something or to be vulnerable in that moment. I don't have a huge amount of tolerance with people. I will speak openly with people who I even think are veering in that direction. Mm-hmm. And I have standards on my website about how many readings you're actually allowed to get in a month under terms and conditions on the FAQ page if people are curious. I just won't take people's money to be addicted. It's not part of what I think is healthy for people. Yeah. And so I never, ever, ever want to be judgmental. So usually people will ask, is this too soon to have another reading with you? Or, you know, sometimes I'm about to offer packages for people. Like if they're just moving through a certain time and they want to have a reading a week for 2 months or something like that, totally fine. Because you're moving through a particularly intense time that maybe you could use a little bit more intuitive help. However, yeah. Then I don't expect that to continue for a year. So I try to be very gentle and compassionate with people, but still, it really is my desire to help build confidence and compassion. And I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that this offering people this level of respect, knowing that you already are capable of that level of empowerment, even though you might not think so yet, will give birth to it somehow over time.
Yeah. And being... in the most loving way, we were talking about the intuitive as someone who can be a mirror, who can create a safe space and hold that space for validation and insight and inspiration so that the other person, so that who we think of as a client, is also receiving intuitively, right, during that time.
Yes.
Part of having that relationship that's one of respect, that's what you're looking for, folks. It's when you are on the phone with the psychic who is encouraging your dependence, who's scaring you, who's telling you all the terrible, scary things that are going to happen if you don't send them $5,000 for the magic candle or whatever, that's when you've really got to pay attention. How do you feel in that moment? Are you being respected? Do you have, right? Where's the free will in that? Right?
I just won't have it. And I guess that's another part of my sassiness. I just won't have it at all. I really feel like we have a limited amount of time on this earth, and each one of us is sent here with probably more than one purpose. At least I have found more than one purpose in my own life. And that being said, I view my time with you, whether that's going to be one reading or 25 readings over a couple of years, as being incredibly important in your growth. I feel like you crossed my path for a reason, and therefore I'm going to bring the entire brunt of all of my skills to helping you move on to whatever stage you're going to be in. And sometimes I'm going to push. Uh-huh. I'm definitely going to push a little bit, but I'm always going to do it out of a place of deep, deep compassion, because that's why I'm here.
In your work, is there a difference between acting as a reader and acting as a healer, or do you differentiate those two?
I do, only slightly, though. I think they're very, very close, but reading is really... in my experience with my clients, is people who want to know what's going to happen in the future. And I always see, I'm not sure how you see it, but I always see it's almost a clairvoyant number of roads that appear in front of me. It's like, if you go down this road, you get this. If you go down that one, you get that. And so I see multiple realities. And then I just say, if you stay on the path you're on, this is what's likely to happen. Healing is something that I'd almost prefer to do with people. I don't have anything against reading, but I use intuition and healing anyway. What I love to do is take those patterns that are causing that situation that you're having trouble with, or somehow underlying it and supporting it, maybe even sort of secret unclaimed beliefs that we don't realize we have, mm-hmm. and chucking those out, and then somehow bringing in healthier patterns to install, and also just fields of energy that then support the change. Because sometimes after patterns are pulled out, it's almost like the energy field is a little bit weakened, and people can get a little sick or a little sore throat or something like that. It's because everything that they've been counting on to keep them going is now gone. Wow. The unhealthy stuff. So it's time now to install new patterns. I never leave anybody with just stuff pulled out. It's time to re-energize them with stuff that's going to send them in a new direction.
Wonderful. Allison, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it was so great to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Allison Mead. She's the author of the new book, Searching for Sassy, an L.A. phone psychic's tales of life, lust, and love. And you can find out more about Allison. You can book your session with her at sassypsychic.com. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please, while you're going over to Allison's site, would you also go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? Go ahead. Don't be afraid. You can book a reading with me. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. Get the scoop on upcoming classes. Find out what's coming next on the radio show. And much more. Pardon me. I've been inhaling my tea. I've been bringing it directly into my lungs, so pardon me. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, astrologer Maya White will be my guest. This should be a really interesting show, you guys, so I'll see you next week. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.